think it's our tradition. Mm-hmm. It comes out of a particularly painful part of our history.
Yes.
But it's been the way we've been able to heal. At first, it was a reminder of the rebellion. It was a price the districts had to pay. But I think it has grown from that. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that knits us all together.
This is your third year as game maker. What defines your personal signature?
No! No!
Shh. It's okay. It's okay. You're just dreaming. You're dreaming.
It was me.
I know, but it's not. It's your first year, Prim. Your name's only been in there once. They're not going to pick you.
I can't.
Just try. Just try.
Deep in the meadow, under the willow, a bed of grass, a soft green pillow.
You remember that song? Okay. You finish it. I gotta go.
Where?
I just gotta go. But I'll be back. I love you. I'll still cook you.
100-pound deer, Catnip. It's reaping day. The place is crawling with peacekeepers.
I was gonna sell it. From peacekeepers.
Of course you were.
Well, like, you don't sell to peacekeepers.
No, not today.
It was the first deer I've seen in a year. Now I have nothing.
Okay.
Thank you.
What if they did? Just 1 year. What if everyone just stopped watching?
They won't, Gail.
What if they did? What if we did?
It won't happen.
You root for your favorites, you cry when they get killed. It's sick.
Gail.
If no one watches, then they don't have a game. It's as simple as that. What?
Nothing.
Fine, laugh at me.
I'm not laughing at you.
We could do it, you know. Take off, live in the woods. It's what we do anyway.
They'd catch us.
Well, maybe not.
Cut out our tongues or worse. We wouldn't make it 5 miles.
No, I'd get 5 miles. I'd go that way.
I have Prim and you have your brothers.
They can come too.
Prim in the woods.
Or maybe not.
I'm never having kids.
I might. If I didn't live here.
But you do live here.
I know, but if I did. Or I forgot. Here.
Oh my god. Is this real?
Yeah, better be. Cost me a squirrel. Happy Hunger Games.
And may the odds be ever in your favor. How many times did your name in today?
42. Guess the odds aren't exactly in my favor.
What's this?
That's a mockingjay.
How much?
You keep it. It's yours.
Thank you. Something out for you too. Okay.
Wish I looked like you.
Oh, no. I wish I looked like you, little duck. Hey, you want to see what I got you today? It's a mockingjay pin to protect you. And as long as you have it, nothing bad will happen to you. Okay? I promise. Sign in now. Okay, they're gonna prick your finger just to take a little bit of blood.
You didn't say.
Doesn't hurt much, just a little. Okay? Go sit down there with the little kids. I'll find you after, okay?
Next. Next.
Next. Welcome, welcome. Happy Hunger Games. And may the odds be ever in your favor. Now, before we begin, we have a very special film brought to you all the way from the capital.
War. Terrible war. Widows. Orphans, a motherless child. This was the uprising that rocked our land. 13 districts rebelled against the country that fed them, loved them, protected them. Brother turned on brother until nothing remained. And then came the peace. Hard fought, sorely won. A people rose up from the ashes and a new era was born. But freedom has a cost. When the traitors were defeated, we swore as a nation we would never know this treason again. And so it was decreed that each year the various districts of Pan Am would offer up in tribute one young man and woman to fight to the death in a pageant of honor, courage, and sacrifice. The lone victor, bathed in riches, would serve as a reminder of our generosity and our forgiveness. This is how we remember our past. This is how we safeguard our future.
I just love that. Now, the time has come for us to select one courageous young man and woman for the honor of representing District 12 in the 74th annual Hunger Games. As usual, ladies first. Primrose Everdeen.
Tribute.
I believe we have a volunteer.
Mr. Mayor.
I need to get out of here. You need to get out of here.
No.
Go find Mom.
No.
Prim, go find Mom. I know.
No.
So sorry.
No.
My Mom.
No.
Prim, leave.
Go find Mom. No. 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 No.
Dramatic turn of events here in District 12. Yes, well, District 12's very first volunteer. Bring her up.
Come on, dear.
What's your name?
Agnes Everdeen.
Well, I bet my hat that was your sister, wasn't it?
Yes.
Let's have a big hand for our very first volunteer, Katniss Everdeen.
And now for the boys. Peter Malark. Here we are. Our tributes from District 12.
Well, go on, you two. Shake hands.
Happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
You have 3 minutes.
It's okay. Shh. Pam, we don't have much time. Pam, listen. You're gonna be okay. Don't take any extra food from them. It isn't worth putting your name in more times. Okay? Listen, Pam. Gail will bring you game. You can sell cheese from your goat.
Just try to win, but you can't.
Of course. Maybe I can. I am smart, you know.
You can hunt.
Exactly.
To protect you.
Thank you. You can't tune out again. No, you can't. Not like when Dad died. I won't be there anymore. You're all she has. No matter what you feel, you have to be there for her. Do you understand? Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't.
Time.
Bram, it's okay. Bram, it's okay. It's okay.
No!
Bram, no! I promise, Bram. I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
I am.
Listen to me. You're stronger than they are. You are. Get to a ball.
They may not have...
Well, if you show them how good you are. They just want a good show. That's all they want. If they don't have a bow, then you make one, okay? You know how to hunt.
Animals.
It's no different, Candace.
There's 24 of us, Gail. Only one comes out.
Yeah. And it's gonna be you. Okay.
Take care of them, Gail. Whatever you do, don't let them starve.
And let's go. I'll see you soon, okay?
You two are in for a treat. Crystal chandeliers, platinum doorknobs, and it flies. We'll be at the cat for a few days. Now, before you do anything else, make sure to watch out.
Barely feel a thing.
I
think it's one of the wonderful things about this opportunity that even though you're here and even though it's just for a little while, you get to enjoy all of this. I'm going to find Haymitch. It's probably in the bar car.
Have you ever met him? Haymitch? You know, Canis, he is our mentor. He did win this thing once. Look, you know, if you don't want to talk, I understand, but I just don't think there's anything wrong with getting a little bit of help.
Congratulations. Where's the ice?
I don't know. So when do we start?
Oh, so eager. Most of you aren't in such a hurry.
Yeah, I want to know what the plan is. You're our mentor. You're supposed to go...
Mentor?
Yeah, our mentor. You're supposed to tell us how to get sponsors and give us advice.
Oh, okay. Embrace the probability of your imminent death. I know, in your heart... that there's nothing I can do to save you.
So why are you here, then?
The refreshments.
Okay, I think that's enough of that.
You made me spill my drink. It's brand new pants. You know, I think I'll go finish this in my room.
He's gonna come around.
Well, it's no use.
I'm gonna go talk to him.
This moment is a moment that you never forget.
Yes.
The moment when a tribute becomes a victor.
You'd freeze to death first.
No, because I'd light a fire.
Well, that's a good way to get killed.
What's a good way to get killed?
Oh, Joy, why don't you join us? I was just giving some life-saving advice.
Like what?
No, I was just asking about how to find shelter.
Which would come in handy if, in fact, you were still alive.
How do you find shelter?
Past the jam.
How do you find shelter?
Give me a chance to wake up, sweetheart. This mentoring is very taxing stuff. Can you pass the marmalade?
That is mahogany.
Look at you. Just killed a placemat. You really want to know how to stay alive? You get people to like you. Oh, not what you were expecting. When you're in the middle of the games and you're starving or freezing, some water, a knife, or even some matches can mean the difference between life and death. And those things only come from sponsors. And to get sponsors, you have to make people like you. And right now, sweetheart, you're not off to a real good start. There it is.
It's huge. That's incredible.
Knife. He knows what he's doing.
So now that you've seen them, what do you think about this year's crop of recruits? Are there any surprises that we can expect this year?
It's really hard to tell just from a reaping, but I think this is a very interesting mix.
Yes.
Whenever you have a volunteer from an outlying district, that's something you can't ignore.
Just saying we might need to hose you down again before we take you to Sinna.
That was one of the bravest things I've ever seen. With your sister?
My name is Sinna.
Katniss.
I'm sorry that this happened to you, and I'm here to help you in any way that I can.
Most people just congratulate me.
Well, I don't see the point in that. So tonight, they have the tribute parade. I'm gonna take you out and show you off to the world.
So you're here to make me look pretty?
I'm here to help you make an impression. Now, usually they dress people in the clothes from their district.
Yeah, we're always coal miners.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. I want to do something that they're gonna remember. Did they explain about trying to get sponsors?
Yeah, but I'm not very good at making friends.
We'll see. I just think somebody that brave shouldn't be dressed up in some stupid costume, now should they?
I hope not.
It's not real fire. These suits are built so you won't feel a thing.
Looks pretty real to me.
Well, that's the idea. You ready? Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
People craning to get a glimpse of this year's tributes, and the sponsors get to see the tributes for the first time. The importance of this moment cannot be overstated.
Very nice. First chariot on my count, 15, 14, 13.
There they are. There they are. This year's tributes.
Oh, the most exciting part.
It just gives you goosebumps.
And don't you love how the stylists, they so clearly are able to reflect the character of each district? Mm.
Right, right. There's District 4.
Yes, the
fishing.
I get it. I like it.
That's very good.
And behind them, we have two power plant workers, right? And then, what is that in the background?
Welcome you. We salute your courage and your sacrifice. And we wish you happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
So brave.
Are you sure you should be near an open flame?
Fake flame? Are you sure you... Let's go upstairs.
So, each of the districts get their own floor, and because you're from 12, you get the penthouse. Come on. So this is the living room.
I know.
Now, your rooms are right over here. Why don't you go clean yourselves up a little before dinner?
In 2 weeks, 23 of you will be dead. One of you will be alive. Who that is depends on how well you pay attention over the next 4 days, particularly to what I'm about to say. First, no fighting with the other tributes. You'll have plenty of time for that in the arena. There are 4 compulsory exercises. The rest will be individual training. My advice is, don't ignore the survival skills. Everybody wants to grab a sword, but most of you will die from natural causes. 10% from infection, 20% from dehydration. Exposure can kill as easily as a knife.
So watch your back, huh?
Everybody back in line!
You know who you're messing with, kid!
Easy career. You know what that is?
I'm District 1.
And 2. They train in a special academy until they're 18. Then they volunteer. By that point, they're pretty lethal.
But they don't receive any special treatment. In fact, they stay in the exact same apartment as you do. And I don't think they let them have dessert. And you can.
So how good are they?
Obviously, they're pretty good. They win it almost every year, but...
Almost.
They can be arrogant. And arrogance can be a big problem. I hear you can shoot.
I'm all right.
No, she's better than all right. My father buys her squirrels. He says she hits them right in the eye every time.
Pete is strong.
What?
He can throw a 100-pound sack of flour right over his head. I've seen it.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna kill anybody with a sack of flour.
No, but you might have a better chance of winning if somebody comes after you with a knife.
I have no chance of winning. None. All right? It's true. Everybody knows it. You know what my mother said? She said District 12 might finally have a winner. She wasn't talking about me. She was talking about you. I'm not very hungry.
That metal thing over there.
What? No. Hamish said we're not supposed to show our skills.
I don't care what Hamish said. Those guys are looking at you like you're a meal. Draw it.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey.
How did you do that?
I used to decorate the cakes down at the bakery.
Oh.
I'll show you. See?
Oh.
Yeah. I think you have a shadow.
Tomorrow they'll bring you in one by one. Evaluate you. This is important because higher ratings will mean sponsors. This is the time to show them everything. There'll be a bow. Make sure you use it. Peter, you make sure to show your strength. They'll start with District 1, so the two of you will go last. Well, I don't know how else to put this. Make sure they remember you.
Shoot straight.
Katniss Everdeen, District 12. Thank you for your consideration. Are you crazy?
I just got mad.
Mad? You realize that your actions reflect badly on all of us, not just you.
I just want a good show. It's fine.
How about it's just bad manners, Cinna? How about that?
Well, finally. I hope you noticed we have a serious situation.
Nice shooting, sweetheart. What did they do when you shot the apple?
Well, they looked pretty startled.
Oh.
Now, what did you say that thanks for
you considering?
Genius. Genius.
I don't think we're going to find this funny if the game makers decide to take it out.
On who? On her? On him? I think they already have. Loosen your corset, have a drink. I would have given anything to see it.
As you know, the tributes were rated on a scale of 1 to 12 after 3 days of careful evaluation. The gamekeepers would like to acknowledge that it was an exception. From District 1, Marvel, a score of 9. Kato, a score of 10.
Lone,
a score of 10.
District 3,
District 4. Score of District 7 from District Rue. The score was 7. From District 12, Peter Malark. Score of 8.
Wow. Excellent.
Sweet.
Yeah, bravo.
We can work with that.
And finally, from District 12, Katniss Everdeen, with a score of 11.
Yes!
11.
Congratulations.
I thought they hated me.
They must have liked your guts.
To Katniss Everdeen, the girl on fire.
Oh, goodness, we are.
An 11.
She earned it.
She shot an arrow at your head.
Well, at an apple.
Near your head. Sit down. Seneca, why do you think we have a winner?
What do you mean?
I mean, why do we have a winner? I mean, if we just wanted to intimidate the districts, why not round up 24 of them at random and execute them all at once? It'd be a lot faster. Hope.
Hope?
Hope. It is the only thing stronger than fear. A little hope is effective. A lot of hope is dangerous. A spark is fine, as long as it's contained.
So,
contain it.
Right.
So she's staring at all my jewels. She cannot take her eyes off.
Well, look at all that.
Frankly,
that you
it was
wear.
Rude. Oh! Hey, Mitch, you should join us. We're having some of your favorite for dinner.
Oh, lovely.
Where's Peter?
He's in his room. Now, listen. Tomorrow's the last day, and they let us work with our own tributes right before the game, so you and I will be going down at 9.
Well, what about him?
No, he says he wants to be trained on his own from now on.
What?
This kind of thing does happen at this point. There's only one winner, right?
We should have some chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh, marvelous.
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, your master of ceremonies, Cesar Fletcherman!
Welcome to the 74th Annual Hunger Games! In about 5 minutes, you're all going to be out here. All of the tributes that you've heard about. Are you excited? Let me hear it!
Amazing.
I don't feel amazing.
Don't you know how beautiful you look?
No, and I don't know how to make people like me. How do you make people like
you? Well, you made me like you.
That's different. I wasn't trying.
Exactly. Just be yourself. I'll be there the whole time. And just pretend that you're talking to me. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see if she does indeed shine. Let's have a warm round of applause for Glimmer! Glimmer, are you prepared?
Yes, Caesar, I am very...
You're a fighter.
I'm prepared, vicious, I'm ready to go.
Kato!
If I can apply myself to the situation at present, I will be able to do it.
Thank you. Lovely to see you. Thank you so much. Good. She can climb trees, you're pretty quick, and are you a hunter? From District 12. District 12, you know her as the girl on fire! But we know her as the lovely Cactus Liberty!
Someone's a little nervous. I said that was quite an entrance that you made at the Tributes Parade the other day. Do you want to tell us about
it? Well, I was just hoping that I wouldn't burn to death.
When you came out of that chariot, I have to say, my heart stopped. Did any of you experiences as well? My heart stopped.
So did mine.
Now tell me about the flames. Are they real?
Yes. In fact, I'm wearing them today. Would you like to see?
Wait. Is it safe?
What do you think, folks?
I think that's a yes.
Something. Thank you for that. I have one more question for you. It's about your sister. We were all very moved, I think, when you volunteered for her at the Reaping. Did she come and say goodbye to you?
Yes. She did.
She did. And what did you say to her in the end?
I told her that I would try to win. That I would try to win for her.
Of course you did. And try you will.
Ladies and gentlemen from District 12, Katniss 17, the girl on fire!
You did it, darling. That was incredible. Thank you.
Nice job, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Nice dress, too. Not yours.
Please welcome Peter Malone!
you finding the capital, and don't say with a map.
It's different. It's very different than back home.
Different? In what way? Give us an example.
Okay, well, the showers here are weird.
Showers?
Yes.
We have different showers.
I have a question for you, Susan. Do I smell like roses to you?
All right. Do I? Yeah, do I smell like?
You definitely smell better than I do.
Well, I've lived here longer.
That makes sense.
Okay, so Pete, tell me. Is there a special girl back home?
No, not really.
No. I don't believe it for a second. Look at that face. Handsome man like you. Peter. Tell me.
Well, there's this one girl that I've had a crush on forever. But I don't think she actually recognized me until the reaping.
Well, I'll tell you what, Peter. You go out there and you win this thing. And when you get home, she'll have to go out with you. Right, folks?
Thanks, but I don't think winning's gonna help me at all.
And why not?
Because she came here with me.
Well, that's bad luck.
Yeah, it is.
And I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
Peter Millock. District 12.
What the hell was that? You don't talk to me and then you say you have a crush on me? You say you want to train alone? Is that how you want to play?
Stop it! Stop it!
Let's start right now.
Hey, he did you a favor.
He made me look weak.
He made you look desirable, which in your case can't hurt, sweetheart.
He's right, Katniss.
Of course I'm right. Now, I can sell the star-crossed lovers from District 12.
We are not star-crossed lovers.
It's a television show. And being in love with that boy might just get you sponsors, which could save your damn life. Okay, well, why don't you get out of here? Maybe I can deliver you both in one piece tomorrow.
Manners. You too?
Oh, hey.
Can't sleep?
Of course not.
I'm sorry I went after you.
You know, I meant that as a compliment.
I know. Listen.
Yeah. I just want them to change me.
How would they change you?
I don't know. They're gonna turn me into something I'm not. I just don't want to be another piece in their game, you know?
You mean you won't kill anyone?
No. I mean, you know, I'm sure I would, just like anybody else when the time came, but you know, I just keep wishing that I could think of a way to show them that they don't own me. You know, if I'm gonna die, I wanna still be me. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I just can't afford to think like that. I'm my sister.
Yeah, I know. Guess I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
They'll put all kinds of stuff right in front, right in the mouth of the cornucopia. There'll even be a bow there. Don't go for it.
Why not?
It's a bloodbath. They're trying to pull you in. That's not your game. You turn, run, find high ground, look for water. Water's your new best friend. Now, don't step off that pedestal early or they'll blow you sky high.
Give me your arm. What is that? Your tracker.
We're up! All right. Listen a minute, people.
Final checks.
Right, they're 15 out. They are flying.
I'm not allowed to bet, but if I could, I'd bet on you.
Okay, they're in the tubes.
49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43,
42, 41, 40,
39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22.
And, of course, there's the familiar boom of the cannon, which marks the end of another fallen tribute.
Thank you.
That makes 13 gone in the first 8 hours. And Claudius, I think I see an alliance forming.
Did you see the look on her face?
Oh, she's fire. Oh, no. Please don't kill me. Oh, no.
That's because you can impress it.
Hey, lover boy. You sure she went this way?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You better be.
Yeah, that was her snare we found back there.
Are you sure we shouldn't just kill him now?
Nah. He's our best chance of finding her.
Let's go.
Sir. She is almost at the edge. 2 kilometers away from the nearest tribune.
Let's turn her around.
She's heading towards the left flank.
Okay. Can you give me a tree right there?
Sure. Doing tree.
Lucia, get a cannon ready.
Ha 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 ha!
tomato. You are so dumb.
Yeah, stick her.
I'm coming for you.
Do it myself.
Go for it.
Get her.
Come on.
Maybe you should throw the sword.
Let's just wait her out. She's got to come down at some point. That or starve to death. Let's kill her then.
Okay. Somebody make a fire.
Claudius, I think those are tracker jackers. Am I wrong?
Oh. Those things are very lethal. Very.
For those of you who don't know, tracker jackers are genetically engineered wasps whose venom causes searing pain, powerful hallucinations, and, in extreme cases, death.
Say something!
Candace, go!
Get out of here, go! What are you doing? Go!
Rue? It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. You won't mind, too?
No, that's okay.
How long was I asleep?
A couple of days. I changed your leaves twice.
Thank you. So what happened while I was out?
The girl from 1 and the boy from 10.
And the boy from my district?
Yeah, he's okay. I think he's down by the river. Is all of that true?
What?
You and him.
So where are Cato and the others?
They got all their supplies down by the lake. It's piled up in this great big pyramid.
That sounds tempting. This green stuff is gonna smoke like crazy, so as soon as you light it, move on to the next fire. Light this one last, and I'll meet you back over there.
Right.
And then I'll destroy their stuff while they're chasing us.
We need a signal in case one of us gets held up.
Okay, like what?
Here, watch this.
Mockingjays. That's great.
Back home, we use them to signal all the time. You try. Okay, so if we hear that, it means we're okay and we'll be back real soon.
We're gonna be okay. Hey, I'll see you for supper.
Okay.
Okay.
to see if she's going to figure out this booby trap.
Yes, it seems they've reburied their mines around that big pile of goodies.
She certainly figured it out, hasn't she?
Every bit of it.
a bed of grass, a soft green pillow. Lay down your head and close your eyes.
Just create a martyr.
Well, it seems we've already got one.
I hear these rumors out of District 11. This could get away from you.
What do you want?
You have a lot of anger out there. I know you know how to handle a mob. You've done it before. If you can't scare them, give them something to root for.
Such as?
Young love.
So you like an underdog?
Everyone likes an underdog.
I don't. Have you been out there? 10, 11, 12?
Not personally, no.
And I have. Lots of underdogs. Lots of coal, too. Row crops, minerals. things we need. There are lots of underdogs. And I think if you could see them, you would not root for them either. I like you. Be careful.
Attention, tributes, attention. The regulations requiring a single victor have been suspended. From now on, two victors may be crowned if both originate from the same district. This will be the only announcement.
What was it?
The sword. It's bad, huh?
It's gonna be fine.
Katniss. Katniss.
No! I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Nobody's gonna find you in here.
They already found me.
We'll just get you some medicine.
Katniss, I don't get many parachutes.
We'll figure something out.
Like what?
Something. No. Soup. I'll do it.
That's nice.
Well,
you fed me once.
I think about that all the time. How I tossed you that bread.
Peter.
I should have gone to you. I should have just gone out in the rain.
Shh. You feel hot?
I remember the first time I saw you. Your hair was in two braids instead of one. And I remember when you sang in the music assembly, the teacher said, "Who knows the Valley Song?" And your hand shot straight up. After that, I watched you going home every day. Every day. Say something.
I'm not good at saying something.
Then come here. Please. Even if I don't make it.
Attention, tributes. Attention. Commencing at sunrise. There will be a feast tomorrow in the cornucopia. This will be no ordinary occasion. Each of you needs something desperately. And we plan to be generous hosts.
Your medicine.
You're not going alone.
Jeff, you need it, and you can't walk.
Candace, you're not going to risk your life for me. I'm not going to let you.
You would do it for me. Wouldn't you?
Why are you doing this? There's no way I'm letting you go.
Peter.
Please. Stay.
Lover boy. Oh, I see. You were gonna help him, right? Well, that's sweet. Well, it's too bad that you couldn't help your little friend. That little girl. What was her name again? Rue? Yeah, go know we killed her. And now, we're gonna kill you.
You kill her?
No.
I heard you.
Get out!
Say her name.
Get out!
Say her name!
Just this time, 12. For real.
From two, she threw a knife. I'm okay.
You shouldn't have gone. You said you weren't gonna go.
You got worse.
Sorry. You need some of that too.
I'm okay.
Oh, that feels better. Okay. Now you.
I'm okay.
No, come on.
You need it too.
Come on. So much better.
Oh my God, Peeta.
I don't really feel anything.
We could go home. We could. We're the only team left.
We could go home.
We know Thresh took off. Cater's gonna be by the cornucopia. He's not gonna go someplace he doesn't know. Foxface, she can be anywhere.
We should probably hunt around here. We don't have any food left.
Okay, I'll take the bow. I'm just kidding. I'll go pick some stuff.
She was following me.
She's clever.
Too clever. What are you doing?
Maybe Cato likes berries too.
What time is it?
A little afternoon.
Why is it getting so dark?
Must be in a hurry to end it.
You ready, Lucia?
Oh, right here, sir.
Well, that's great. Can you put that in the middle?
Sure.
That's it. That's excellent.
is that?
That's the finale.
Go down and you'd win. Go on. Dead anyway. I always was, right? I didn't know that till now. How's that? Is that what they want? Huh?
Huh?
No.
Nah.
I can still do this. One more kill. It's the only thing I know how to do. Bring pride to my district. Not that it matters.
Thank you.
fashion tributes, there has been a slight rule change. The previous revision, allowing for two Victors from the same district, has been revoked. Only one Victor may be crowned. Good luck. And may the odds be ever in your favor.
Go ahead. One of us should go home. One of us has to die. They have to have their Victor.
No. They don't.
Why should they?
No.
Trust me. Trust me.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the winners of the 74th Annual Hunger Games.
It didn't go the way they planned. You know, I'm not very happy with them either.
Katniss, this is serious. Not just for you. They don't take these things lightly.
How did you feel when you found him by that river?
I felt like the happiest person in the world. I couldn't imagine life without him.
And what about you, Peter?
You saved my life.
We saved each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star-crossed lovers from District 12, this year's victors of the 74th Annual Hunger Games!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a lovely pin.
Thank you. It's from my district.
Oh, They must be very proud of you.
So what happens when I get back?
I don't know. I guess we try to forget.
I don't want to forget.
Streaming down your face when I said I'll never let you go. When all those shadows almost killed your light. I remember you said don't leave me here alone. But all that's dead and gone and past tonight. Just close your eyes. Sun is gone.
myself another day. A cold wind's whispering secrets in your ear. So